I'm so sad that October's over already. I've had such a great month. It's always one of my favorite months of the year. It just feels like it's gone so fast. It's gone so fast that I forgot that I was supposed to do a monthly ramble. And honestly, I don't know. I'm getting to a point now where I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel, not that I ever felt like I was important enough to do a monthly ramble. It wasn't that. It was just kind of, you know, a nice way to keep you guys in the loop about what's going on and developments about stuff. But now it's like, I don't know. I work and I don't know what else to tell you. I did exciting stuff this month. I went to Los Angeles and Las Vegas for TwitchCon. And I got to meet a lot of really cool people, and that was really fun. But again, like, that's not really audio-related updates, you know what I mean? I don't know. You guys will have to let me know, because I will just end up rambling about everything and anything. But I'll try not to make it too long. Not too rambly. But yeah, we went to... flew to Los Angeles on the 16th of October. It was a long ass flight. It was 11 hours. It's a long flight. It's a long time to be cooped up in the same space. And I get really bad anxiety about getting up and asking other people to move and walking along the aisles next to people. So yeah, long flight. But once we were there, everything was great. If any of you have been to Los Angeles or live in the California area, you're very lucky because it's always sunny there. And it was so nice. When we left, I took my coat with me. Like, I had my tights on, I had a dress on, boots, coat, everything, because it was frosty the morning that we left. And then we landed and it was just sunshine the entire time. So that was cool. We went to Vegas, went to TwitchCon. I lost my badge. I had to pay $100 to get like a replacement. I almost didn't. I was almost like, do you know what? No, I'm not doing that. But all my friends were there and kind of just bit the bullet. Went to Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum. That was an experience. That was cool. We saw the Bellagio fountains. But they're constructing seating and stuff for the Formula One that's happening at some point this month, I think. So we didn't get to see a lot and it was hard to move around the city, but it was cool. Got to stay in the Luxor, like the big pyramid. I will be paying for this trip for like the next 3 years or something, but it was worth it. When it came down to like, are we going to go? Am I going to experience this? When am I ever going to want to go to Las Vegas ever again? Cause it's never really been on my list to visit somewhere like Las Vegas. I don't gamble. I don't drink. And I know that there's a lot more to Las Vegas than that, but those are like the main things I feel people go for, and like the shows and all that kind of stuff. So like, you know what? I've been cooped up the last few years with teaching and coronavirus and all that kind of stuff. I'm just gonna go. Okay, there's gonna be a little bit of a pause because my sister came upstairs and she didn't realize that I was recording my ramble, which is fine. But then I forgot that I was recording a ramble and I went and lay down with Sona for a bit. I fell asleep for 3 hours and then I had to go and make dinner. And basically there's like 5 hours between me first recording this audio and now. So I think I was talking about how going to LA and Las Vegas was a once in a lifetime thing. And that I was just like, yep, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. So yeah, it's been a wild, wild year. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else to update you guys on. There's one thing I've hinted to. I don't mind telling you guys. I will be starting a second YouTube channel for the more, I guess, like yandere content and monster girl content. All the stuff that generally, if I post it on my main channel, it doesn't tend to do as well because the algorithm gets confused, I guess. And it's like, oh, this isn't your usual fluffy friends to lovers comfort kind of content. This is, you know, a little bit different and scary. And so I don't think it gets pushed out as much. So I'm thinking if I have the second channel, which I've already created it. I wonder if anyone can guess what I called it. I am going to be posting, you guys will still get early access here to every single audio that I make. But yeah, generally it's going to be going on to this second channel publicly, just so that, you know, the algorithm can boost that kind of content. The algorithm can boost the other kind of content without it getting all muddled together and dragging each other down. So yeah, that's the plan. So I've got that coming up. I'm working really hard to try and get all of my Christmas content done. It's a lot more work than I anticipated it to be, surprisingly. And I have a bunch of stuff that I'm working on for streaming and VTubing and stuff like that. So yeah, lots of stuff going on. Lots of hard work happening in between naps. I think I'm really jet lagged still. There was an 8-hour time difference between here and LA. So it'd be like 12 p.m. in the afternoon right now. So I'm still adjusting, still having to have little naps here and there. But yeah, I'm really excited for this next month of content. I got back in the booth yesterday, started recording. And I just hope that you like everything. I hope that you enjoyed all of October. I had way too much fun creating October content. I do love the, you know, like the Halloween-y vibes, those kinds of audios. I do try and put some comfy ones in as well because I know that Halloween isn't everyone's thing. So yeah, I just hope that you liked it. I loved making all of them. So yeah. And I think that's it for October, really. Coming up this month, I'm just going to be working really hard. I am going away again for a little bit. So I'm going to try and work really hard before I go away to make sure that everything's prepped and ready. I'm going a little bit like old school peaches with a couple of my audios this month. I'm going to try and completely improvise one of them. And it is very much like my content used to be. And to be honest, I'm going to try and move back towards that kind of content instead of having a variety. Kind of just going back to the comfort, the friends to lovers, the girlfriend kind of stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the girlfriend kind of content doesn't do as well. It's not like as exciting, but it is. It's a lot more true to me. And I really enjoy doing that. And the friends to lovers and stuff. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to be doing a lot more of that, and any other alternative content will be going on to this new YouTube channel that I will announce shortly if I have time to start re-uploading stuff onto there, but I'll let you know. So yeah, thank you as always if you've got this far through my ramble. I really, sometimes I'm like, you know, I think I say this every time, it just is amazing that you guys, it's not amazing that you care because you're all very lovely, caring people, very supportive people. It amazes me that I am interesting enough to listen to for nearly 10 minutes. So thank you for your time and for your support and your motivation, the boost that you give me. I'm feeling really good and happy with work. So thank you. And I will see you around for more content very soon. I love you guys. Thank you for everything. Have a great month. Bye.